change the slides. Magic. So we have. There we go. We have Pablo from Penpot talking about Penpot 2. It's here.
It's here. So excited to be the last talk of the day. Also, there's some nice free chocolate, no call to action yet, just free chocolate there, so that on your way we exit, but we'll have a bit of a birthday party here with all of you, because we're turning 4 today. So yeah, we'll have some a waffle here from Brussels, instead of a paella from Spain, probably, that we were using. No, but basically, it's very important, it's very exciting. Every time we come from, to FOSDEM, I've been here for, I think my first FOSDEM was 2006. But it was only 4 years ago, 2020, that we announced, like, this was going to happen. So every year, we come here and say, this is something new, you know, and then we have Alpha, and then Beta, and then 1.0, and then 2.0. So very exciting. So I'm going to take a bit more water because of the excitedness. So we're going to discuss Penpot 2.0, and then if time permits, a hands-on demo. We'll see how it goes, the staging server, and the Wi-Fi. So for those of you who might not know what is Penpot, Penpot is this open source design platform for design and collaboration. Code collaboration, and we like to discuss, and this is very, very relevant for the open source design track, design and code collaboration. You know, perfect talk by Ariel, perfect takeaway also for Penpot 2.0. So, we believe we bring design freedom for our product teams, and we do so in various ways. The fact that Penpot is open source, definitely a key ingredient. It gives you privacy, security, and customization. You can hack it. You can do it whatever you want. You can use cloud. You can self-host it. We are pro-open standards, so that means everything is SVG and CSS native. We make sure that we are not creating yet another proprietary format. That we want to have this sustainable design and sustainable collaboration with code. And we do believe that it's important that whatever tool we build. Has to bring something that was not present in existing design and prototyping tools in the past, which was this collaboration between designers and developers. You know, it was felt similarly as some, Git tools or code tools that feel that are not welcoming to designers. Similarly, design tools, design prototyping tools were not welcoming developers. So what if we fix that? That was the whole idea behind creating Penpot. Like, the next generation of design tools should be about collaborating design code. So this is like the basic intro on Penpot. But we are here to discuss Penpot 2.0. This is a major release. You could call it Penpot 2.0 or Penpot 10.0 because it's just the massive changes in just 1 year. Just 1 year. So we're going to cover UI redesign. We're very proud of that. The new component system, wonderful new inheritance and overriding and all that stuff. CSS grid layout and some other stuff. So let's see how Penpot 2.0 UI redesign looks like. Like this. Okay. No, it's not. That was 0.2, but that was only 4 years, 5 years ago, just 5 years ago. It is elegant. It is simple, very wireframey. Of course, the reference. Anyone gets the reference of the picture? No. Willow fans? No. Willow fans. Yeah. Yeah, that's my age. And so now this is Penpot 2.0. Look at this. It's very fancy, right? I would like to have the lights dim, but perhaps at this time that would not be smart for me to ask. This is just wonderful. I mean, this is just the design that is being created with a beautiful interface. Because open source and beautiful go along. What was behind this, the whole UI redesign? Well, this is a design tool, design prototyping tool. It has to be interactive, has to be real-time collaboration, it has to be multiplayer, and is a productivity tool after all. So we needed to reduce the cognitive load. So it's so tempting to make many things be achieved differently. So in terms of real estate and how you would achieve things and goals, we reduce the cognitive load through heuristics and through research and just intuition sometimes. By the way, the picture you are looking at is a portion of our design system, which is completely available. I will show it now in a minute. We also improve accessibility. We strong believers in accessibility should be a de facto standard for everything we do. It is absolutely challenging to include all accessibility in a design and prototyping tool since it's very visual and it's very a complex tool and has a lot of micro interactions, and we already discussed cognitive load. But we try our best for the size of the team that we are, you know, just 15 people in the product team. And still, we do want to pursue that. So major work here was color, of course, and typography and size and relative shapes and that. So pretty basic, but still, I think, worthwhile. We will continue to do that. Of course, you should be able to use PenPot to design accessible UIs. But here we're discussing PenPot itself as an accessible tool. And I think it is beautiful. I really honestly think it is beautiful. Probably one of the best, most beautiful open source tools, but also one of the most beautiful tools. Okay. I think it's also, it's sometimes it's just about pride. And yeah, why not, right? So here we're showing just like a crop. We're going to see just the theming, dark theme, light theme, just in case you are, you know, you're fans of one or the other. It's not important what we're showing, it's just so that you can see how different PenPot looks now that we have support for both dark and light themes. And of course, you could create your own theme, whether it's corporate theme or just some other theme, because now we have the possibility of have N themes, which is created the two most common, okay? Before I go into that, okay, that's probably, okay. So, yeah. So here, that's for later. So you can actually enjoy our design system as a library, if you want. I mean, this was meant to develop our own UI, but if you like it so much that you would like it to inspire your UI, why not? So we have many libraries and templates available, thanks to our great community that continues to provide amazing stuff for everyone to reuse. This also will be available, and I think it's pretty cool. And you can see. So it follows the typical design system pattern, so all that. So we use that. Okay, yeah. Okay. New component system. This was a ton of requests. Basically, had the underlying theme of new component system. For those of you who are not familiar, basically it is now a thing in design. I mean, not now, but like now in the past few years, to make everything highly reusable. Similarly, as we developers have thought about how to code. And so we actually, part of this design work has borrowed terminology and abstractions from the code and engineering world into design because it works. Design is also a science, and so it is easy to borrow those concepts. What we wanted was to make it easier for everyone to build like the main components, like the original elements that are like the ideas, like the ideas of the components, and then very easily track the copies of those ideas. Pinbot 1.x did not have this metaphor. It was much more abstract, and you had some trouble finding where the ideal component or the master component, the parent component was. Now it has a kind of physical representation. Sorry, no, I mean, not physical, but you know what I mean. And it's easier to track those components, their main version, and then follow their copies. And that comes with all sort of very cool ideas about inheritance, overriding, overloading, and also using a copy to reset the ideal. If you are so happy with a copy that you think every other copy should now follow this copy. The way you do that is that you basically reset the main component through that copy. So, by the way, raise of hands, who here is a developer? Okay. And who here is a designer or does design? Okay.
Both.
Oh, yeah. The question is non-exclusive, yeah. So I have a a call for action for you developers in the room. The proprietary design tools are coming for you. They're coming for you because you represent 10 times, well, here much more, but you represent 10 times the market size of the designer world. So it's now obvious for proprietary design tools, design prototyping tools, that you are the next in line for milking, being milked. I hope you have strong opinions about that. The updating workflow, it is now much obvious what's going on. This synchronization, and we'll show, I hopefully be able to show that during the demo, is obvious. I mean, when you are synchronizing things that are there, right there, simultaneously, that is very obvious. But also, and I don't think I'll have the time to show this during the demo, when things are synchronized behind the scenes, okay? You get notifications, updates, you can decide to dismiss some synchronization and perhaps later on decide, now is the good time. So that has been improved. And then we also have new capabilities, very obvious ones, very tangible ones. Annotation, which is, okay, I'm going to document this component, whether it's the main component or the copy of that component, but also the swapping, the quick swapping. Because when you have everything as a component, you sometimes want to swap that component for another one that is also capable of taking the role of that component within that context. Okay. So here's a very simple example where you have the main component. That's a very simple landing page. The main component is the one top left, right? You know that because it has a specific legend on top, so it's very easy to spot. And then the rest are copies. And the synchronization is instantaneous. This is really like capturing what someone is doing on Pinbot Canvas. This is a very silly example, of course, but it's good for an animated GIF on a presentation here. Okay? So far, so good, right? Yeah. This is a component swapping I was discussing a minute ago. So here we go from image gallery to image gallery, but with title and description. So basically, someone decided to have different components that could fit into, in this case, this is an app, looks like an app. But what if I try this, or perhaps in a different context, I want to show different stuff? For whatever reasons, you should be able to have your components easily be swapped. And of course, this is easy to navigate. Here you can see, if you pay close attention, you see there's the content. Content is basically an arbitrary categorization that the designer or the user used. But you can then go back one level and find everything in your component library. This was just to show just a small list, okay? Very good. And wow, we have CSS grid layout, or grid CSS layout, or CSS grid CSS layout. Not grid layout. Because grid layout, of course, we had that from probably 0.2. Grid layout as the print media standard of columns and rows. This is the CSS. Why is this so important? Because this delivers on our promise. We said if we really want to unite designers and developers around one language, what if we're able to bring the code language, the expressiveness of the collaborative programming that is in CSS, in natively into building a design without using the code, just using a user interface, okay? See some people saying, aha. So this is a complex theme. Probably it would deserve its own, I wouldn't say frozen track, but perhaps a talk, which is declarative programming, declarative design. So this is about, if you want to read more on this, just stick with declarative design. And declarative versus imperative is about expressing rules to get to a point, but not exactly how I get to the point. And CSS is perfect about that, because the browser understands the rules, tries to get to a goal their way. So when you're designing for the real world, one could argue that imperative design is problematic. It's not fluid, it's not reactive, it is limited. But declarative design is able to be okay with a fluid world, uncertainty. And CSS embodies that very keenly, finally, after the specs of CSS grid or grid CSS layout came in 2019. So it's very recent, and for an open standard, that's very recent. So we started with flex layout, which is about alignment that was present earlier and in Penpot. So flex is about one-dimensional alignment, but grid is about bidimensional. So with both, and you can combine them the way you want, you have almost total freedom. You can do all sort of compositions, you know, flex, grid, and you can nest them the way you want. And Penpot was able to build that natively. For the first time ever, for any design tool, we decided to trust the code standard instead of creating our own interpretation of how design should be created with new vocabulary and terminology. So this is very opinionated software building here. So here you are seeing editing a grid. Again, cropped and very simplistic for the sake of, and you can see where, if you're familiar with CSS, you're basically seeing CSS visually. And you can see how the code next to the UI is automatically being updated because it's synchronized by design in a way. We actually started with the code, created the user interface, and it is trivial for us to impact the code. This code is part of the Penpot's user interface. You can go to inspect code and you can see that. I just pasted there, you know, synchronously. So it gives Penpot users the possibility of the declarative design, which is amazing. And all those YouTube tutorials about you designers should know about CSS. This is the code tutorial. It's easy for you. You just follow this code. No need for that anymore because you can just use your visual language, knowing that it is expressed as code instantly. Okay. So, I would like to ask for a round of applause for the team to get us to this point. Demo time. So this is, I hope you can see it, yes. So this is a very simple design. I'm going to just select this and make it like this. So this is a, this is a bento design, it's trendy, that's not important. So this is a grid, I'm going to actually edit it. And I'm going to just go and add a column to the right, okay? So notice that we are using FR units by default. You could use whatever. You can go out, auto, pixel, doesn't matter. It's fine if it's like this. And by the way, I forgot to duplicate this file, so I'm messing with someone else's by now. We have unlimited undo, so. So yeah, and then what I want is to pick this one, this element, and I'll just put it here. It automatically understands this lot. This one, I'm going to do something different because I'm going to create a component out of this, so Control K. And I'm going to duplicate this component, so Control D. Now I have a copy and a main component. You can see that, sorry if you cannot see it very precisely, but there are different legends there on icons, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just move it here, okay? And you notice that it doesn't react really to the fact that there is more space available. And this is a reactive design, so I want to do that. So that's easy. I just select it. This is the copy. And I can go here and just... No, no, no. This is not going to happen to this demo. Okay. Just one, just a mouse. Just a mouse. And I'm using a trackball. Should be easy. It's great that I feel the...
Everybody stop breathing.
Yeah. Okay. This is CERN level, whatever, precision. So here I will go for just use the space you have, okay? Totally. But notice, there's more. Notice that the main component did not react because I overwrote this attribute, which is fine. But if I go to the main component and change, perhaps let's go for something silly as the fill here, right? And I change that, then the copy does react. This is the synchronization that I was talking about. So I'm going to use something like this. I don't know. That's it. But there's more. Because... And this is something that happens a lot. I go to the copy here. You can, of course, navigate all this. But if I go and select the button and I change the feel, yeah, like this, let's say, something like that. And now we all praise to the demo gods, okay? I can decide, okay, I like it so much that I'm going to update the main component, okay? And and that happened. And now the main component, if had... all the copies across not only this file but elsewhere, if I use this as a library, would have the notification that main component has changed. Do you want to apply those changes to your copies? This is very nice, right? Yeah. And so to finish, because I know I'm out of time, one last thing. I have here a code pen. I always like to end with something like this outside PenPod. So I can take this, I can go to inspect, I can go to code. All this is there for you to enjoy, fonts, everything. So I'm going to copy the CSS and just copy this, okay? It's going to take a while because there's a lot of images and depending on the Wi-Fi. We now have HTML on top of SVG, so you pick what you want. We don't care, you know. It's everything is, as long as it's open standard, it's fine. We copy that. So what this is doing is, since we are, if we are telling the truth, you should be seeing, the moment it downloads all those base 64 encoded pictures, the design. Let's see. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Yeah, that's what I'm trying. No. I have Wi-Fi. It works.
This is CodePen.
Yeah, this.
The clipboard gave it all the data.
Well, I'll send you a link. But basically, this is basically what you need. You need the HTML, the CSS, and it's built exactly to your to the perfect standards, because nothing I did was not possible using the CSS expressiveness. So there's no way you're going to mess it. It is one-to-one perfect match. So that lost in translation, that back and forth issues that typically designers and developers, you know, express that they're having, very frustrating, doesn't happen with PenPod. And of course, this is real-time collaboration. I'm just single-player mode here, but. So, So, quickly, to finish, we saw the UI redesign, new components, this is right out. We have some other cool stuff going on. And the question is, when, Pablo, when do I get Penpo 2.0? It's coming. wouldn't it be nice if we had it today? We have a staging server. Anyone interested, come to any of the Penpo team members. We can give you the secret URL, which is basically quite simple. And you can try it out. But it's in the next few weeks, basically. So we're aiming for February, so it's still Foster month. And so very, very soon. So thank you a lot, the team, the community, and everyone. You can find more stuff there. Thank you, everyone, for staying up to now. And I hope you enjoy, you know, all the work that came from Penpo 2.0. And now, before we leave, or where all the track ends, anyone has a lighter?
I do not have a lighter.
Yeah,
so
may I steal the...
Yes.
Sing happy birthday.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. Hello. All right. So it's so exciting. And FOSDEM is our event. It's basically how we were born. So it's very exciting to do this. So I wish everyone wishes something nice for their open source project, for Penpo, for FOSDEM, for the community. So it is like this. Yeah! Take it. It is chocolate. It is chocolate from Penpo. Thank you very much.